Burke, Doctor, Battle Creek, Michigan, November 30th, 1889. Dr. Burke, dear brother, I was not a little surprised to hear that Mr. Kellogg had resigned and left the rural health retreat. Was he dissatisfied? What could be the reason that he left? I fear that it is because he desires to have the management of an institution himself, but I hope this is not the case. I know he is restless and uneasy, but I am sorry that he has left, for he has twice fallen under the power of the tempter. Nothing can do such persons as much good as keeping them full of something to do. I think he overrates his knowledge in the medical profession and flatters himself that he can make improvements above others. I know that he has lost years that he might have been training himself for practicing physician, and he has not the knowledge now. At his age, I greatly fear that he will never acquire it. If he would only be content to do the things he can do, he might do much good when connected with our institution at St. Helena. I was very careful not to say a word to discourage him. I think we will have to bear with these poor souls, even if their work is marked with deficiency. Please write me about the case and how you are succeeding in your double burden. I hear no words of complaint from anyone, and I sincerely hope that the blessing of the Lord will be upon you all at the health retreat. I think of you all and pray for you all, that the Lord will give wisdom in the devising and execution of plans, that the health retreat may be made a success, that the purpose of God shall not be thwarted, and that good may be done not only to the bodies, but to the souls of many. If the way of the Lord is kept, this will be the sure result. I wish to say a few words in regard to Elder E. P. Daniels' teaching voice culture. I am sorry to learn this. It seems as if he were acting over Canwright's course. Elder Daniels is not a well-balanced man. He is an extremist. Everything he enters into, he exaggerates the benefits to be derived therefrom, and he has been reproved again and again by testimony for his scheming propensities, drawing money from our brethren to put in his own pocket that should be invested in our institutions. And as he has apparently been doing a good work after the conversion he had more than 1 year ago, he has gained the confidence of our brethren as one through whom the Lord is working. He will obtain means of them to benefit himself. And he uses my influence, tells things that are not truth that I have said or done, in order to gain confidence and carry out his own purposes. He has been reproved for this, but when he becomes lifted up and self-sufficient, he makes the most extravagant statements in reference to many things that are painful to my heart, because they are not true. Testimonies have brought out some things concerning his case, but he goes right on doing the same things over again and again. He has a most extravagant family. He does not know how to use means, and his children are growing up spendthrifts. Notwithstanding, he claims in a letter to me he has made $17,000 since he went to Fresno. His spendthrift family makes him feel that he is in straitened places and that he must have some way to add to his finances. He does not seem to have a sensitive, good conscience in the matter. Means must come, and he will bring it about with his high representations of the wonderful things which he can do to make a success of what he has in hand. When at Healdsburg, he went into the school business, and by his high-colored statements, he would make persons believe they could learn and teach his method of shorthand, who had not a particle of tact to do any such work, and he knew it. But if he could make them believe it, then he could get their money all the same as if his representations were correct. Well, he made a failure, was hundreds of dollars in debt. Through some means not fair, he received of Brother Leininger $1,200, which was just so much taken out of God's cause for his own use. He worked to extol Providence Mine. He presented it in glowing colors and made statements that all who invested in it would become rich and could help the cause of God. notwithstanding I was sending him testimonies that he was not right, that God was not pleased with his course, he went on just the same. I wrote him that persons were taking their money out of the sign's office and bringing embarrassment upon the work in order to get rich in city lots and in mining stock, that he was encouraging brethren to put in thousands of dollars. One was our German brother, Scazzagini, in Lemoore. He urged and urged until he put in $1,000, and all is lost. He told several he would pay them back their money if they were not satisfied. But did he do it? No, he did not. The whole thing is a failure. He is the only man who made anything from the mine. When he gets on to these scheming tracks, he seems possessed by a spirit that is anything but the Spirit of God. I might say much more, but I have said enough to put you on your guard. Do not let this man deceive you. When he is not under the control of the Spirit of God, he will do anything and say anything, however wild. Let him not deceive the patients by his folly, but let him keep his place. I write you this in confidence. I will not have my brethren deceived by his works in order to get money in his pocket.